Good morning. So I'm talking to you from a place called Leander, and just walking down a pathway in an RV park. Last night, same sort of thing. A bit of wine, bit of drink, bit of beer, all that stuff. Plenty of cheese from one of our sponsors, which is just incredible cheese. And also did a sit around in the RV and did a piece to camera for CNN. Which is awesome. A guy who's based now in Austin came up to do a piece on the RV and why we were all coming together and what it means to come to South By once a year. And he sort of termed a phrase of a, you know, like a pop-up or a flash film crew, I think he called it. Sort of like people getting together once a year to do that kind of thing. And that was pretty cool. Then I got a good chunk of sleep. I woke up, it's about 8:30 in the morning. 8:45, and I think I'm going to stay in the RV today, and I think I'm going to do some blogging today, catch up on my pictures and video and all that stuff, and catch up basically, because there's a lot of pictures I want to edit, there's a lot of stories I want to tell, there's a lot of things that I've picked up on here that can't be, or doesn't seem to be able to be activated anywhere else, and also a couple of culture shocks as well. For someone whose, you know, headspace is hurting from the sort of deep cuts and recession in the UK, because it feels like there's no opportunities in the same way that there is here to get something off the ground. And also there's been a lot of differences about, well, one of the major differences is it's all right to experiment, I guess, and the failure or getting it wrong is not seen as a bad thing here. And I don't know where my personal internal ethics stand with the idea of doing things on a whim, sort of burning money to get to somewhere. And also the sort of question of environmental sustainability is not really thought about. Or if it is, it could be more. It could be so much more. But it's beautiful weather. It's a little bit crisp this morning. This RV park is wonderful. It's got a little pool, it's got a little laundrette area, it's got showers. Yeah, it's amazing, a really amazing space. Just looking to my left and see this three-wheel thing called the Can-Am, which is pretty badass looking actually. I might see if I can get some video of it. Breakfast starts here about 9 a.m. I've not had breakfast here yet. I've normally been down into Austin and been to some breakfast thing to go and eat breakfast, but I don't think I'll be doing that today. I think there is the Great British Breakfast at 10 o'clock this morning, but I don't think I'm going to be making it. It's just too nice out here. And I don't know if I know the car's gone at the moment, because we've got like a transport car to get us back and forth between Austin, because it's about a good 15, 20 minutes away, probably 20 minutes. And so we're sort of shuttling people back and forth as and when they want to go in and when they want to come out. So I could go to the breakfast at 10. We'll see. If I do, then I'll probably be blogging from that space most of the day. I'm going to try and find a space to blog at. That might be a good idea, actually. Right, I'll catch up with you all later. I hope you're doing all well, wherever you are in the world. If you're at South By and you listen to this, or you've clicked on this, do send me a tweet, at Phil Campbell, and I'll try and catch up with you and tell you all about Sellafield 4. Also, check out socialgandalf.com. Keep up with the mapping. I've got a little satellite uplink mapping, which is quite crazy to look at to see where I've been posting pictures and walking all around. And I've also broke a walking record for this week. I've done about over 40,000 steps so far this week, which is pretty epic, if you ask me.